In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, Ash Wednesday marks the beginning of the holy season of Lent. Of these 40 days, in which we are to give ourselves, in a special way, to prayer, works of charity, and penance. Prayer, works of charity, and penance. St. Francis de Sales used to say that Lent was the opportunity for us to make amends for the sins of the whole year. In fact, Lent is 1/10 of the year. It is the tithe that the Church obliges us to pay to God. And in order to accomplish this sacred duty well, we have to know what the Church requires of us. This is what the current canon law says. All Christian faithful are obliged by divine law to do penance, each one in his own way. But in order for all to be united in some common practice, penitential days are prescribed, on which the Christian faithful devote themselves in a special way to prayer, perform works of piety and charity, and deny themselves by fulfilling their own obligations more faithfully, and especially by observing fast and abstinence. The penitential days and times in the Universal Church are every Friday of the whole year and the season of Lent. Therefore, we see that the penance, my brethren, is an obligation for each one of us, obligation that comes from the divine law itself. It's not simply the Church that tells us to do penance, but it is God Himself who commands us. Because we all have sinned, and in this way we all have to do reparation to the justice of God that we have offended so much. We have the duty to do reparation. Do you remember which were the very first words of our Lord Jesus Christ in his public ministry? The very first words of our Lord in his public preaching. Do penance, because the kingdom of God is at hand. Do penance. And it's not I who say it, but the Lord. The 40 days of Lent have been observed by the Church since the very beginning. In fact, it was handed down to us. It was handed down to us by the apostles themselves, who prescribed this solemn fast of Lent in preparation for the solemn feast of Easter. So we should not take it lightly. All Christians before us have observed with zeal this sacred time of penance. In imitation of our Lord Himself, in His fast of 40 days in the desert. So we have to go to the desert with our Lord and with all the good Christians who came before us. Until some decades ago, Lent consisted in 40 days of fast, in which only one full meal was allowed a day, with the possibility of one or two snacks. But with reform after reform, the obligation to fast during Lent was reduced to only 2 days, Ash Wednesday, so today, and Good Friday. So on these days, fast and abstinence from meat are a grave obligation to all Catholics. The obligation of fast begins at 18 years old and it goes until 60 years old. And the obligation to abstain from meat begins at 14 years old, without limit of age. But even though one may not be obliged by the law, if the person is capable to accomplish the penance, he should do so. Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. But Lent is not only Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. So what about the other days of Lent? Even though the fast of 40 days is not mandatory anymore, yet it remains for us the obligation to do penance each day of Lent. But now, the Church allows us to choose the penance we want to do. Thus, we have to think and to choose something. But there must be something. Prayers, works of charity, mortifications. We have to add a little of everything. We have to pray a little more. To help our neighbor a little more. To mortify our flesh a little more. Remember, it is our own salvation that depends on these. Because fast, works of mercy, and prayer, they are weapons of salvation. Lent is the time to correct what is wrong and to put order in our lives. So Lent is a great opportunity for us. It is time to remove from our daily life everything that is useless in order to have time to do what is necessary. Lent has to be a time of deep conversion of heart when we return to God, truly with body and soul. Lent is, my brethren, the time to unite ourselves with the Lord in His sufferings, in order to be united with Him one day in His glory. Now, concerning the practices we may choose to do during Lent, I would like to remind you of something which is the most important of all. Yes, we have to fast. Yes, we have to help our neighbor. Yes, we have to pray more. That's true. But beyond all those things, there is something else. Something without which all our works would be in vain. The Apostle St. Paul warns us that without charity, without love, all that we can do avails nothing. Because it is the love, it is the charity that we put into what we do that gives value to everything. In this way, my brethren, if we want our practices of Lent to be pleasing to God, let us not forget to add a lot of love. Because as St. John says, God is love. And at the end of this life, we are going to be judged by our love. So may God and all the angels and saints in paradise help us, so we may persevere in good works until the end of Lent and until the end of our lives. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.